Welcome back to the I Will Podcast. It's your host Santiago Brito here on another amazing episode of the I Will Podcast. Today's episode is about immigrants. You know, I am the son of immigrant parents. My mom came here in 1984, I believe. What, I mean, 83, 84? I don't know how my mom got here. You know, I'm grateful that she came here, though, and I was born here. You know, I wasn't even going to be born here. My father was an accountant, so my mom pretty much lived in the Dominican Republic. And I know my mom's father also was well off. So my mom traveled already. So my grandfather was here, my mom came to visit, and her water broke, and I was born here in America. That's why I'm from this country. My kids are also born from here. But, you know, lately I've been seeing that, you know, there's like this immigrant crisis. I hate to say immigrant crisis because that sounds like such a news title. But, you know, I got family who lives in New York, and, like, I'm seeing the immigrants coming in by the truckload. I'm for, you know, opportunity for everybody, of course. But it just doesn't make sense to me. And I know it doesn't make sense to a lot of people. Because it's like, why are, you know, like, how is it that people are crossing the border? First off, I don't know how to get to this country. You know, my question is this. Maybe somebody can answer this for me. How do you come from another country and get here legally? Where is that? Is there a website for that? Is there, like, somewhere I could find that information? Because I just never heard of it, you know? And that's why I say I don't know how my mom got here. I know she got here. I think my grandfather, like, came first. My grandfather traveled. He worked for a big company, Dominican Republic, and he traveled. So I guess he got an opportunity to come here. I think, I don't know, maybe on a work visa. I don't know how he got my mom here, but, you know, that's history. But I never really knew the process of how somebody can get here. But, you know, I'm seeing what's going on in New York City, right? I grew up in New York City, and I see that there's a lot of immigrants that are coming in, and man, I'm for it. You know, this country is built on, it's a big melting pot. You know, like, there is no majority. It's just a mix. We're just a big mix of Americans. That's what we're called. And it's like, how is it that people are coming from another country? They say seeking asylum. I don't know if it's seeking asylum. If I'm wrong, correct me. This is my opinion of what I'm seeing. And they're being given money to stay here, and housing to stay here, and a government help to stay here. And I've never seen that in the history of this country. You know, like, if I'm not mistaken, my mom worked plenty of factories, and I know other people whose family members stayed under the radar until they got their citizenship. And, like, there's this big thing with being an immigrant in this country, and all of a sudden, there isn't. Well, maybe in some states. I'm in Florida, so the laws here are different on immigration. But one thing that I notice is, like, I'm like, hey, how is it that this is happening? Why is this being allowed in California, in Chicago, in New York? Like, why are they allowing immigrants to come and stay? And, you know, I start to think, like, you know, cui bono? Like, that's something that I learned from a book that I read. To whose benefit? Who does this benefit? Who's going to benefit from this? And then, you know, I'm not really political, but we could go into political years, and we have Biden, who I think he's Democratic president. I'm not too sure, but, you know, it's his presidency. The immigrants that are coming in don't know the history of this country because they haven't been here for 20 years or 30 years. And shit, I've only been around for 30-something years, so I don't know all the history, but we know it's whoever wins the war creates the story of what happened. But they're coming in and they're being helped by a certain group of people who some way, somehow are going to give them help from the government, which I'm sure they have to somehow register somewhere, become a citizen, vote one day. And, you know, now if you really think of the bigger picture, you're like, all right, if the people who are in this country already woke up to the bullshit that's going on here with all these Democratic and Republican parties and presidents and who president and Biden and, you know, all the nice show that they put on for us, if that's going on and we're aware of it, these immigrants that are coming in are not aware of it, but they know that they're being helped and it's a better living condition than where they were. You know, maybe they're doing it so they can later on, when it's time to vote, they'll have a bigger voting pool for the people who remember who helped them when they came here. Does that make sense to only me? You know, this is me just asking a question. This is me trying to create a conversation with somebody. Maybe we could jump on somebody else's podcast and we could really talk more about it. But, man, it's like, why are you allowing that to happen? Or there's other perspectives that I've heard where it's like they're allowing things to crash here, to implement stronger laws and rules and really keep a chokehold on us. But that will create more chaos. And America, as we all know, is a nice corporation that the show must go on. You know, the machine needs to continue to produce money. So I could think of it that way. You know, I also think of it like, hey, you know, those people coming in, they're not going to question anything. They're just going to follow suit. You know, they're not going to ask for $20 an hour. They're going to be like, you're going to give me $5 an hour? I'm sending all that money back to my country and we're going to be good in my country because the dollar in whatever country they're coming from is multiplied tenfold. You know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. But, you know, I come from a family that my mom had to work factories, work her ass off, raising two kids on her own, coming from another country to, you know, help propel us forward and give us the opportunity. You know, and I see that people are coming in and it's no longer about work. It's like socialism. It's like, hey, don't worry about it. We're going to put you in nice hotels and we're going to take care of you. Why? You know, why don't we create a system? This is my, I don't only want to point the finger. I want to, you know, maybe provide a solution. Why don't we create a system where there is a way that you can come in here? And, you know, there is an easier way, because if it wasn't easy, they wouldn't be crossing a border, you know? Like, I think if it was simple and maybe there was a waiting period, some people maybe may wait. Some people will still cross the border. But if I'm crossing a border and there is a way to get here through a system, why am I crossing a border? Who are we letting into the country? And why isn't that being, like, washed over? Like, you know, I also seen that this guy is giving $95 billion to another country. And I'm like, hey, man, like, since when are we focused on showing off to other people instead of taking care of our homes, you know, like, why is it that our groceries are so expensive? Why is it that gas is so expensive? Why is it that people buying houses have to have 2-3 jobs? Like, what happened to the American dream here for everybody who came here for that dream? You know, I think there's a group of us that are starting to wake up to the reality of it, and they're allowing new people in, so they're not too aware of what's going on. And, you know, as long as they're in here, they'll fight for the systems that they put in place, because where they come from, the systems are just horrible anyway. You know, like, this is just my opinion, my perspective on things. If anybody want to have a conversation about it, hey, feel free to reach out to me. My email is iwill28@yahoo.com, and I would love to get on somebody's podcast and maybe have a cordial conversation, because I'm always open to new ideas. I'm always open to a new perspective, and I just want to know, like, what other people are thinking about this. And thank you for listening to the I Will podcast. I'm your host, Santiago Brito.